prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 22nd December 2025. Welcome to this broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and I do sincerely mean that. I'll let you know again, of course, we'll not be open this coming Thursday. I don't personally do Christmas because I know it's a pagan holiday, but our staff does. So I won't be in office Thursday. We'll be back in office next week, probably on Wednesday, if everything goes right. But I want you to know that right up front. If you have any questions or comments, so you can still call us at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, please call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. We'd love to hear from you, and I do mean that. The phone will be answered from 9 to 4 up until Wednesday about noon. Then they'll be cut off so that people can take off to be with the family. But welcome to the nice broadcast, and I hope you'll stay with us. We're going to bring up a guest in a minute. It was on a few months ago. I'll tell you about that in just a minute because it's a very important update with what's happening in this gentleman's life. But I want to let y'all know that Bill, remember we had open heart surgery last Tuesday, I think it was Tuesday before last. I forgot already. Is home, but still not feeling well. So please, you prayer warriors, keep Bill in your prayers, please. He's a decent guy, needs prayer for he can feel a little better and get back in their life. And the gentleman I mentioned a couple weeks ago, Andy, I call him a deer hunting buddy. We've been friends for a long time, spent a lot of time together in the woods. I told you that he's had some problems and the dizziness and sick and all kinds of different things. Well, he's had a melanoma, skin cancer, several times. They cut him off. But apparently it's got into his head. It's not in his brain. It's between his skull and his brain. He's got a bloody tumor there. They're going to take it out Wednesday morning. They did a PET scan on him, and no cancer is shown anywhere else yet. But he's now in the hospital about 3 hours north of us. Went up by scene today. Keep Andy in your prayers, please. Andy, by the grace of God, if the surgery goes well and that cancer and spreading anywhere else may have some good time left with his family. So please keep Bill and Andy both in your prayers, please. I'd appreciate it very, very much. I know they would too. Now, our guest today is Scott Shera. Scott Shera, as y'all remember, if you've been around, had a daughter that was murdered. That's what I said, murdered. During the COVID-19 episode, left to die, caused to die, who has since went to court with the situation, and they ruled against him. But he's not done fighting yet. I want to bring Scott up and give you a little bit of a background of where he's coming from, For you new listeners, I'll let Scott give a little bit of bio about himself, his family, and what happened to him and his family. Now, folks, this should be something that we all should consider very, very closely. I don't know how to say this. During this COVID nonsense, thousands of people died in hospitals and nursing homes alone because the parents weren't allowed in to see them. Millions have died worldwide because of the vaccinations. Millions. I'm serious. Millions. And now we have a young lady who was let die, to say the least, when they wouldn't do anything to help her. Scott, are you there?
I am, Butch. Really good. Great to hear your voice again.
Well, you too, my friend. It really is. And again, I'm so sorry y'all had to go through this hell over something as callous and uncaring as what you went through. But before we get into the what's going on right now, for the new listeners, tell them who you are and what happened with your daughter.
Sure, I'll be glad to, Butch. Just to start with, I mean, you mentioned that this happened during this COVID era. And so we're going to just define that. That was the 39 months that now we're going to call the COVID era that began in 2020 and ended in 2023. And, you know, the government and all the people, all the Satan's minions are doing their best to label that as a mistake and get us to move on. And yet it was not a mistake. It was a planned psyop. The idea of grace, and it wasn't thousands, it was 1.2 million Americans who lost their lives in hospitals.
Yes.
That was by design. And it was by design because they wanted to get this COVID jab, this bioweapon kill shot in people's arms. And
not,
you
not
do
only
that,
Scott, not only that, they were paid extra for doing what they were told
exactly.
to do, put them on ventilators, put them on Remdesivir. They were paid extra to murder your family members.
That's exactly right. And it wasn't just a small amount extra. It was an obscene amount.
Yes,
and,
it was.
You know, just to give you a perspective, in the fourth quarter of 2021, which is the quarter that Grace was killed in, doctors who could convince 75% of their patients to take the shot received a $296,000 bonus. So, you know, the money was running rampant to implement this agenda. And, you know, as I've zoomed out, it's a spiritual agenda. So I'll take you back into that time period, October 2021. We were not awake. I would say that my perspective of the world, I had still had a biblical worldview, but I had one foot in the world and one foot in God's kingdom. And my view of the world at that time was to have a healthy distrust for the government. But I was not anti-government at that time, and I certainly was not anti-medical, or we would have never taken Grace to the hospital. However, I was aware that we didn't want to vaccinate Grace. We had never vaccinated her with anything. We believed in God's plan relative to Grace's health in the vaccination camp, but we still...
Well, absolutely, and you also trusted God's immune system he gave us to take care of us. Yes, I agree. Go ahead.
Exactly. But I was not awake to what was going on. I didn't understand COVID. I had subscribed to the frontline COVID critical care doctors protocol, and we started measuring Grace's oxygen saturation. And, you know, this would be, I just want to shine the light on me for a moment because it's the most important thing I could share, Butch, which is, so why did we follow the FLCCC protocol versus just trusting God with our bodies? Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Well, the reason we did that is because I was fearful of this supposed virus. And so we felt trapped to following the lesser evil protocol of the FLCCC. We bought an oxygen pulse oximeter, started measuring Grace's oxygen. And if I would have never measured Grace's oxygen, she'd be alive today because her oxygen dropped to 88% on October 6th. That led to what we perceived was an emergency and a panic on our part. We took her to the hospital with a cold, and 7 days later, she was dead. They started ratcheting up oxygen therapy. They put her on medications, sedation medications, and ultimately combined three of those, the same medications you use in your last hour of hospice care, Prasivex, lorazepam, and morphine. And the morphine was given, and Grace didn't even have a blood pressure. And so when it came time to revive Grace, at this point, I had been with Grace from October 6th to the 10th. Grace died October 13th. Our daughter Jessica was with her the 12th and 13th. And she called my wife Cindy and I panicking because Grace's numbers were dropping. That morning we had a conversation with the doctor about getting her out of bed and getting her home in the next several days. But the doctor, after that call, put an illegal do not resuscitate order on Grace's chart.
I want to stop there a second. You did not do that. Your wife didn't either. The doctor did that.
Yep. That's correct.
Is that alone not enough to put the man in jail?
Well, that's a fantastic question, Butch. If it was a criminal case, I don't know that it would be jail, but it would certainly be a felony. We had a civil case, but yet even in the civil case, we did not win that argument. Strangely, the experts that came in to support the doctor said that it is within his prerogative to put a DNR on a person unilaterally without consent and without a witness. So the jury bought that argument, and you can't even grasp that. How would a jury even buy that argument other than this program?
I seriously doubt that's true. Now, it may be true with our laws are screwed up. But I can't imagine that even in this country, the laws could be so messed up they would let the doctor do that. That's unthinkable. But go ahead.
Well, they claim that because once you're in a hospital, you're giving implied consent to the treatment. So once you're basically crossed that threshold, you're turning over your rights to the hospital. And
the parents and the patient lose their rights at the hospital door.
That's exactly right. And that's why I keep speaking out, because this is critical that people understand what is going on. I mean, we have been programmed, all of us, that you go to the hospital and it's like Leave It to Beaver. It's not like Leave It to Beaver. It is a systematic machine that follows, quote, standards of care, end quote, that are designed to ration care. Rationing care is eugenics, and eugenics is murder. That's what's
right.
Going on. In the population reduction agenda, they are using the medical system to implement that agenda.
I mean, folks, listen, we're not talking about China. We're talking about the United States of America. I mean, a parent's rights and patient's rights end at the hospital door, just like your rights do at the schoolhouse too, Scott, because if you take your child to school, they cease being your child. When you put money in the bank, it ceases being your money lawfully. They can take it for anything they want to and use it if necessary. Now, folks, this is all fact. You check it out for yourself. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't fact. I mean, I had to learn the hard way. My responsibility now with what God has opened up is to share it with anybody with ears to hear. I see it a lot like the Old Testament prophets were always warning people, but they never wanted to listen. So I go on any program that will have me, because I hope maybe one person can be saved by me explaining what in fact happens. Until your belief changes, you're not going to change. Our actions always follow our belief. So, I mean, if you believe that your doctor is, for example, just a simple belief, Butch, everybody believes that the doctors follow the Hippocratic Oath, which if you ask them, what is the Hippocratic Oath? They would say, well, first do no harm. Well, that isn't the Hippocratic Oath. The Hippocratic Oath is an oath to four satanic gods. So, it all starts on a foundation of deception.
Explain that. That's a good point. Explain that point.
Well, if you think about I'll go right back to I just finished a book. We're getting ready to publish it in January, and I made the quote in the book that Jesus was an anti-vaxxer. So how do I know Jesus was an anti-vaxxer? Well, because he never used a vaccine to heal. In fact, he never used a doctor to heal. So if you look at the Geneva translation of the Bible, not the modern translation, it actually says to call, you know, how we know to call nobody father. It also says to call nobody doctor. And there's a reason for that when you dig into what's going on. It is that Satan is using the deception, our fear of death. So he's created the deception of the allopathic medical system to have us buy into the idea that these doctors can fix anything. So that's why, you know, the Hippocratic Oath is just one of the many layers of deception, so that we've been tricked through Satan's deception.
We have, and just about every part of life, about every part of life, we've been deceived, right from the pulpit right on down.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right on. So the title of the book that I wrote, Butch, is called "Is the Government Legally Killing Us?" Because it's through in that realm, the spiritual realm, Satan is the ultimate legalist. So he had to get us to buy into and participate as accomplices in our own deaths legally.
Yes.
And I'll give you a very specific example. The one that got it started in modern times is Jacobson versus Massachusetts. That was a 1905 Supreme Court case. And in Jacobson versus Massachusetts, what happened was Jacobson was a pastor, and he did not want to take the smallpox vaccine. He presented evidence to show that the vaccine was harmful. But the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the state of Massachusetts 7-2, saying that in times of great danger, the government has to look out for the good of the population versus the good of the individual. So that stake in the ground. So first of all, that became a precedent, which is unlawful. God does not operate by precedent. God's law never changes.
And by the way, neither did our nation. I mean, that's one. We're not a democracy. We're supposed to be a republic where all people's rights are protected. One individual or million of them, they're both protected.
That's exactly right. So Jacobson versus Massachusetts, what that did was it gave the government the right to implement policies, vaccinations, whatever, for the good of the population. But who decides what the good of the population was? Well, this is the fox guarding the hen house. So the government decides the good of the population. Well, the government, if you, again, look at the Geneva Bible, Ephesians 6:11, Satan uses worldly governors to implement his agenda. So now we've got the government deciding what is reasonable, what's an emergency, and Jacobson versus Massachusetts essentially put the stake in the ground of collectivism. And collectivism has now been trained into our society, so we have a culture of death. So I'll give you another simple example. I mean, you know, I think you mentioned in your open grace had Down syndrome. If you didn't, I'm going to cover that
yes,
right now.
Go ahead.
So what does collectivism look like with that population group? Well, 90% of Down syndrome babies are murdered in the womb today in America. Well, how is that even possible? It's possible because of Jacobson versus Massachusetts. So what they did, what they've done over time, if you think about what the young couple, say that your granddaughter gets pregnant, and assuming that she's not grounded, what does she do? She's already, her and her husband have medical insurance. So then once they get pregnant, they go to the doctor. I don't know why, but they do because of the programming. They go to the doctor, and he congratulates them and says, let's schedule your amniocentesis. And, of course, they're not grounded. So they just go along with whatever the doctor says. And so their question becomes the most foolish question you could ask, which is, does my insurance cover it? Not realizing the insurance company is in bed with the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
That's right. That's very true.
So now they do the amniocentesis. It comes back and shows that their future son is going to have Down syndrome. So the doctor says, hey, you know, what your test shows is your son is going to have Down syndrome, and I recommend an abortion because he is going to become a burden on society, and he's going to be a burden on you. He's going to have these type of problems, and it's going to be a burden. You're not going to be able to enjoy your life. Of course, that's what they've sold, right? The American dream. We're just supposed to be enjoying our life, not doing God's work. And, you know, so then they have an abortion because of the lie that the doctor told them and the fact that their insurance pays for it. So that's the collectivism in real time. And it is, you know, I'll give you another example of collectivism in real time. They've, you know, I'm going to overlay the virology vaccine agenda here. So, you know, when in Wisconsin, which is the state I'm from, for a child to go to the public school system, so both the parents can work, so they drop them off to the indoctrination plan that the government sponsors. They have to have 80 shots just to participate to get indoctrinated. And the parents just assume that that's all fine because of all the programming of this collectivist agenda over time.
And not only that, but everybody else does it. Why shouldn't I?
Exactly. Yeah, the herd. Now we've got a herd mentality. You're bringing up the herd mentality problem also. So it is an interesting time we live in. I praise God that, you know, he used Grace's death to wake me up. And it's become a platform that I'm using to share the truth that he's led me, the path that he's led me on.
Well, that is, folks, that's a heartbreaking story. I mean, you stood there and watched him more or less kill your daughter. Your other daughter was there when she passed away. Her hands were tied, so to speak. No one would come to help her. She went to get help, didn't she? She went out in to see the nursing station to get help, but nobody helped. Is that true?
And not just went to the nursing station. We were all three screaming to save our daughter. And from outside the room, they wouldn't even come in the room. They hollered from outside the room, "She DNR, do not resuscitate." We screamed back, "She's not DNR, save our daughter." They refused. I mean, the jury heard all of this testimony. It's an interesting thing to go into. You know, the medical system is part of the Antichrist beast system. Well, so is the legal system. The legal system protects the medical system, and I found that out firsthand. Of course, I knew it going into the trial, but God called us to do the trial, and, you know, as I see it now, you know, God knew we were going to lose before we ever stepped one foot into that courtroom. So why would he have us go into a jury trial to lose? Well, because a million people saw that trial live streamed, and so they got to see what was going on behind the curtain for the first time in history. So I am thankful. I see that God's hand is active whether you win or lose, and I see that he has made a lot more progress in the game of souls by having us lose the lawsuit versus win.
Well, it's hard to accept it. I know that. It's hard to accept it. But when you trust in a sovereign God, asking him for his will be done for his glory, I don't always understand how it works or why it works certain ways, but he's still God. He truly is. And he's with us no matter what. But how many, have you run into any other people that you know of who went through the same thing, whether it be with a child or a mom or dad or whatever?
Oh, literally thousands. Because of what I've been doing, I've been public speaking all over the country, and so I've met thousands of people. And I've also met hundreds of people whose loved ones have been saved by Grace's death because of things that they've done. So, for example, you wonder, what can you do? Well, there's a lot of things that you can do. Having an advocate is critical. If I had to replay Grace's hospital stay, well, I would have never taken her to the hospital, first of all. But if she was here and I did need to take her to the hospital, she would be alive, even with the same symptoms, because I know how to advocate now. I did not know how to advocate then, and that's critical. We did have medical power of attorney over Grace, so, I mean, that's an important document to have, but a document can't save your life. what can save your life is the advocate. And so what the key situation with advocacy, Butch, is the advocate has to be in the leadership role. You never submit to the doctor's leadership. You are in the leadership role and the doctor submits to you. And if that cannot be established at the hospital you are going to, you need to move on to a different hospital, because it's critical that your advocate is in the leadership role.
Well, unfortunately, no doctrine can preserve anything. The Constitution, Bill of Rights, is no good unless it's enforced by the will of the people. And as John Adams said, it has to be a moral people or it won't work. Well, we've lost the morality a long time ago. But the will of the people to enforce it, to live by it, if you live by that doctrine alone, Scott, we wouldn't have all the welfare benefits. So we can't do that. We have to depend on government to feed us and clothe us and house us and make our decisions for us, educate our children in a hellhole we call school. So we trust, we can't live by the Constitution, Bill of Rights, or the Word of God, because we're trying to serve two masters. That makes sense to you?
I think that's spot on, Butch. I mean, here's what we've done. I mean, systematically, you know, I've documented this over 120 years. We have systematically turned over our birthright, our freedom, our God-given birthright to the state in exchange for the illusion of security, safety, and comfort. That's what's happened. So we rely on the government to provide our retirement via Social Security. We rely on the government to provide medical care via Medicare. And, you know, we rely on the government to educate our kids through the public school system. You know, it goes on and on and on. And, you know, that is so, you know, is Satan guilty? Yes. I mean, he has legally put these things in place. But we're also, we got to look in the mirror. We have, in a lot of cases, approve these things on purpose, but at least we've tacitly done them. And that's why I believe the message that I've been called to share is we've got to escape Babylon.
We are living in Babylon,
and we've got to escape Babylon. We have to realize the new king that was elected last November, the new HHS secretary, they are not going to save us. They are preaching a false prophet message. And the reason I say that with 100% certainty is that the things that they're promulgating, they never acknowledge how we got here. We got to this point, this juncture in history, by rejecting God. So consequently, the only way out of this is repentance, period. There's no other way out of it.
Repentance and turn from depending on man to take care of us, because Jeremiah 17:5 says, cursed be the man who puts his trust in man. We cursed ourselves, folks. We really have. What happened to grace is absolutely unspeakable evil. But it come upon us because we put our trust in man, put our trust in science, as Fauci said, and let them murder our moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas and children, not to mention ones they murder worldwide with the so-called vaccine. It's still murdering people. Folks, we haven't seen anywhere near what's going to cost this world and America with those vaccines. Haven't seen anywhere near it. I know people took it, Scott, who've been sick ever since they've taken it. Now, folks, this is for real stuff. You want to call and talk to us, please feel free, free to do so. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Demand.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, James McKenna here for JMCC Water Filters. We're having two amazing specials on the Gravity Water Filter Elements. This is for the Berkey-style water filters, our own HI water filter elements, the best two-stage water filter elements you can buy, and also the least expensive, on sale, $199 for a four-pack, $378, that's $20 off. For an 8-pack, you buy 8, we send you 10. And the 12-pack, an amazing $100 off. That's for $497 for a 12-pack, and we send you 14. Also, the whole house water filter, typically $1,480, now on sale for an amazing $699. Call Pastor Butch office, 800-777-4403. That's 800-777-4403, while this amazing sale is still on. Thank you.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd, that's spelled H-U-R-D, 224 Hurd Road, Netty, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks. We are back in McCartney's talking to Scott Shearer and what happened to his daughter, Gracie. And it's unbelievably. My mind cannot wrap around the idea that they actually murdered this young lady with the doctor's authority to do so, bypassing parents and family totally. And you know, that's like I was telling Scott during the break, if a young child gets killed in a car wreck, it's hard to comprehend and accept it. But this is worse. Much, much worse. Now, Scott, before we get into what happened this past Friday in the trial, how is your wife and other family members holding up?
Yeah, boy, that question, I don't really care for that question, but I always answer it, so I'll just do my best. I mean, everybody's
I'm sorry
at a different.
That.
No, it's okay, Butch. I mean, I never try to restrict questions, but you know, we're all at different places. So our daughter, Jessica, she's got her own family. She's been a fantastic supporter of my outspokenness. I've been on about 1,200 shows. The first 200, she reviewed every single minute of every show because I wanted to make sure that when I told the story, I had everything factually correct. And so she's been great. My wife, Cindy, is also great, but there's a lot of difference between a daughter and a wife who's lost. We actually lost two children, Butch. Our son, Travis, died by suicide 3 years before Grace. And so my best friend, when Cindy found Travis, and I called him and he said, remember, she's the mom. So it's tough. It's really tough for her. You know, God made me a certain way. He made Cindy a certain way. And, it's a lot harder for a mom to walk through this than a dad. And so I'm walking through it different than her. But, you know, she's, of course, supportive of the lawsuit, supportive of all of the efforts. It just, it's different. She homeschooled Grace, too. I mean, I was involved also, but, you know, she was with Grace 24/7. It's a different loss than how a dad experiences a loss.
Well, there's no way, I'm sure, to describe it and explain it. I can't imagine. I've been blessed to have three sons. They're all growing now and grandchildren, great-grandchildren. They're all doing well. I've been so blessed. But, yeah, it's just, to wrap my mind around this, you've handled it probably better than I would have. I don't know how I would have responded to something that's so corrupt and so evil. I mean, I respect you for what you've done and how you've done it and how you made it all come together for the glory of God. Now, tell us, you had a jury trial, and somehow or another that jury could not see in their hearts and minds to see what happened enough to correct this situation. No, they can fix it or maybe correct it a little bit. What happened with the past trial? Tell us about that.
So what happened, the jury decided against us on June 19th, and as things happened following that decision, you know, I started processing things. I had multiple conversations with the legal team. Should we file an appeal? What should we do? And, you know, ultimately, I settled on filing a motion for a new trial, and that hearing was last Friday, December 19th. And so why did I do that? Well, the motion for new trial was based on a very specific thing that the judge did. And so to frame the trial was from June 2nd to the 19th. Before any trial of this size, you have a pretrial, and the pretrial was May 19th and 20th. Well, at the pretrial, one of the most important decisions that a judge is on each side's motions in limine. So motions in limine are things that each side does not want to be in the trial as evidence. So we had gone through the defense's 20-plus motions in limine, and then it came time to go through ours, the plaintiffs, and we had seven of them. And the judge, during other discussion about camera in the courtroom, et cetera, we had shared that I had given an interview with the local newspaper, and the judge got angry over that and decided to not hear any argument on our motions in limine. He denied them all unilaterally. And so that's why I filed a motion for a new trial, because by denying our motions in limine, our motions in limine were about two things. Number one, that my religious beliefs could not come into the trial, and also my beliefs relative to the research that I've done about COVID, about the medical industrial establishment, some of the things that we talked about in the first half of the show. We didn't want any of that at the trial. We wanted the trial to be about what happened to Grace at the hospital. You know, so that's, you know, obvious. That's what you want the trial to be about. Well, the judge denied those motions in limine, so it gave the defense the green light to paint me as a religious conspiracy nut, and they did. The defense did really a great job of doing that. So now the lens that the jury heard the evidence through was through believing that I'm a crackpot. And, you know, so that was a burden, a hurdle that, you know, we couldn't get over. That's why I filed the motion for a new trial. I filed it with the judge who denied the motions in limine. So you think, well, that was dumb. I mean, isn't he going to have his pride be against you again? And, you know, the reality is, yeah, I don't care what his pride does. My responsibility was to go back and file with the person who offended me, which is this judge, and, you know, hope that he repents and then grants a new trial. Well, he did not repent, and he didn't grant a new trial. In fact, he used, it was a 31-minute hearing. He used the 31 minutes to explain why he did everything right and that I was wrong for filing the motion for a new trial. So that's happened on Friday the 19th. And, you know, that's all. Remember, this is all in the Antichrist legal system. This is what we should expect in that system. And I would tell anybody, you know, to put a bow around that discussion, is don't get entwined in their legal system unless God calls you to do it, because it is not set up for us. It is set up for them, and them are the minions that run the Antichrist system that Satan has put in place in this world.
And what was his reason for not granting another trial? What did he say that he spoke 31 minutes to nine? What did he say that was relevant that you think to that?
I don't believe anything that he said was relevant to it. Because he justified every single thing that he did relative to the denial. Yeah, I don't. How can you deny the motions in limine? I mean, that doesn't make any sense to deny the ability for me to have that. You know, in their system, I should have the right to that legal protection. And I'll give you just the attorney who represented me. I'm going to quote what he said, because I think it's very important, because the judge basically said, well, you know, the jury has the right to hear your opinions. Well, they don't have the right to hear my opinions from the context that, if you think about what's going on, the jury heard the evidence through a lens that they should have never heard it through. They should have just heard about Grace's hospital stay only. And that would have been, you know, that's what should have been expected. The attorney who represented me said that, you know, while I have a biblical duty to be outspoken publicly in a trial, I have the right to have the protection of those public statements from influencing the jury. So specifically, I'm going to quote him. He said, quote, "It is against the rules to allow something irrelevant to be allowed." And so the judge violated those rules by denying the motions in limine. And, you know, so he spent the time telling me I'm just looking for somebody to blame. You know, he basically ranted for 31 minutes and I had to listen to that. Which is fine. I mean, I look at how Jesus responded. You know, we go into Philippians chapter 2. I think it's an important scripture to understand what our responsibility is. You know, Jesus, when he hung on the cross, he let the entire world believe he was guilty. He let the entire world believe he was a criminal. He never defended himself. When he came back and rose from the dead, he never went back to the people who didn't believe him and say, "See, I told you so." He just let them believe what they were going to believe. And you know, so that's why I'm content with how the judge degraded me. It was fine. I mean, Jesus was my model there, Butch.
Well, you're emanating your daughter's name. It's called Grace. You've had a lot more grace and patience than maybe I would have had, unless something like that. You know, I mean, an innocent child is not to be used as a pawn in a legal system, but you was, as well as a medical system. And folks, I said the phone lines are open if you want to call. 717-300-1698. Scott went as far as he could trying to clarify the situation with people and before the court, and I cannot believe the jury did not rule in his favor. I just cannot believe that. So with all this being said and done, other than don't take your family to the hospital and don't get the vaccines, what other advice you have?
Well, I kind of tipped my hat with the main piece of advice earlier, but I'll just be even more blunt. The best thing that a person can do in this system, you're not going to beat this system by taking certain supplements, by getting the right doctor, by having the right paperwork. You know, that is not how you beat this system. Those are all things that you can do, but the most important thing that you can do is get comfortable dying. And the only way to get comfortable dying is to know where you're going. And the only way to know where you're going is to surrender your life to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then your fear of death is gone. So once your fear of death is gone, you're not going to fall trapped to these medical approaches that they use to try to kill us. So that's the best advice I could give anybody.
Well, I said this many times, until you no longer fear death, you never learn how to live. And that's a fact. You lose the fear of death, you lose the fear of death, you're not afraid to live, so to speak. And we see this, I don't want to say, Scott, I wish I could say something with ease of pain, no bed in your frustration, but I know I can't. It's all in Christ's hands. And but the consolation we have that the world doesn't have. One day you'll see Gracie again. And she'll be in perfect health. She'll be in a perfect health, in a perfect body, with a perfect mind, and a perfect heart. And we will be too. It's hard to imagine old folks like you and I being that way. But we'll have the same thing, the same honor and privilege. Gracie died in innocence of childhood, so to speak, and trusting in Christ. We went beyond that. And grace has been much, the grace of Christ been much better for us. We need much more of it. But it's just a hope we have. And I know there are times I'm guilty of this, that I want vengeance. And sometimes I'm not going to say it's wrong. But in your case, you did it the best way you thought right in Christ. You brought witness before the people. You had witness before the judge. And both times you were ruled against. But that doesn't change the truth that you offered. You told the truth. You shared your mind, your heart, and your concern for others. But to watch her die, and thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands die the same way, and know that the hospital got paid for it. The hospital made hundreds of thousands of dollars per patient, hundreds of thousands, for letting them die on a ventilator using wrong medicine. That is a fact. It's no longer a guess. It's no longer a conspiracy theory. It's just proven medical fact that this is what happened. And it makes me angry that people like Gracie and her family are suffering because of the, what word can I use? The putrid beliefs and thoughts of people out there that are so dumbed down, they'll trust man with everything they have, depend upon man to fix everything. We know our God is sufficient if we just trust Him. But we're about another 10 minutes left here, Scott. So I want you to, nobody's called in. I guess they're just being shy tonight. Go ahead.
Well, I want to just, I was looking up before I got on the show tonight with you. I just wanted to get the current news about what happened last week. And so I was looking, I rarely look at comments because I'm so busy, but I thought I'll just look at a couple of these comments just to see where people are at. And surprising, after everything that this country has been through, everything relative to COVID, 700,000 deaths, just from the jab alone from COVID, 1.2 million hospital murders because of COVID, all of that, the majority of people commenting online was that, the parents were stupid because they never got her vaccinated and that's why she died. So that's what I feel sorry for. I feel sorry for, and I have, I have a lot of empathy for these people that are so programmed. They have no idea what's actually happening. And I keep speaking out.
No, they don't. They don't. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want this to happen to my worst enemy.
No, no. And what's even sadder sometimes, I think, Scott, even when people can see the truth, they're so afraid of the truth that they'll bury their head in the sand, so to speak, and pretend it's not happening. They don't want to see it. I run into that a lot, and especially the churches, where you try to show them biblical truths, and they don't want to hear it. They don't want the little world, shaken up. They want to stay in the same comfortable fallacies they've had for years, so they can maintain their quiet, peaceful lifestyle and slumber on to whatever the fate fate awaits them. But I see that all the time. And I tell people about the public school system and what's going on there. They laugh at you. I try to tell them about, what the medical group's done to us and all the lies from pharmakia and all the other things that have slaughtered millions of people around the world. And they're making billions and trillions of dollars off of us. You know, somebody sent me a text today, said, if prescriptions worked, you wouldn't need a refill. Wow.
Yeah, so we have 4% of the world's population, but we consume 45% of the world's pharmaceuticals. just wrap your head up that number. It's 5 billion annual prescriptions in America. 5 billion. And we are hooked on big pharma.
Oh, we are.
And so we're getting what we deserve, but we are getting what we deserve. I mean, God's judgment, there's nothing wrong with God's judgment. God's judgment is meant to bring us to repentance, and I see that happening. I think it's a real thing. I think that history is going to repeat itself. It's doing that right now, and God's judgment is overdue. In fact, as I process it, it was God's judgment allowing this COVID jab in people's arms? Is that part of God's judgment? It certainly could be.
Yes. I'm convinced it is, because it was, the Bible says, again, quoting part of Jeremiah 17:5, cursed be the man puts his trust in man. It's a curse. Yes, it's part of judgment. Yes. We cursed ourselves. God didn't do it. We did it to ourselves. But it's like telling a child, don't touch that hot stove. You do everything in your power to tell them not to do it. But they do it anyway. No, you didn't curse them. You warned them. You told them it was going to burn them. They did it anyway. So what we did was endure God and go against his word. We got burned, but we did it to ourselves. Yes, I guess you could say it's a curse. God pronounced. God said the stove's hot. Don't touch it. You do it. That's not his fault any longer, is it?
That's exactly right. Yeah, and so in that vein, I mean, I have talked with lots of people, and people get offended when you challenge them about the ones that got vaccinated. You say, "Well, why did you get vaccinated?" "Well, my employer made me do it." Well, no, that's not true. Your employer did not make you do it. You chose to not take a stand. And when you start saying that to people, they don't like it. But until they deal with that reality, they can't repent. So it's our responsibility to tell people the truth.
It is. Flip Wilson, you say, God, the devil made me do it. No. The devil may tempt you. He may coerce you, but he can't make you do it. And people can't say, I lose the job. I understand. You may lose your job. But is it conviction or is that preference for what you believe? If you're convicted to serve Christ, if you truly have a conviction, you won't compromise it. If you have a preference, perhaps you will compromise it. A lot of people did. And a lot of people that lost their jobs now are getting the job back, plus back paying a lot more. I mean, they're getting wealthier with this. So people that refuse to take the vaccine, including military, been off the ranks back and paid they were paid retribution what they lost and a lot more. So this, folks, standing for truth eventually will come out to prove you right. It may not come out the way you want to. It may be hell in between. And standing for the truth will always pan out in the end for your good. And that goes through all of life. It really does. Well, Scott, I don't want to say to you except thank you for your stand. And I hope I don't want to tell you. I'm here if you need me is all I can say.
Well, I really appreciate it, Butch. I mean, it was very kind of you to contact me last week to come on. And I appreciate people who have roots that are taking a stand. It is exceedingly rare today. And as you alluded to earlier, it's even, you know, where we should find truth is in the churches. And yet they seem to be leading the charge to help Satan.
They're leading the charge in the wrong direction. But anyway, they're in the wrong direction. By the way, have you ever talked to Rob Pugh out of Wisconsin?
Oh, sure. Yeah, Rob. Okay. Rob just wrote me an endorsement on my book. I sent out requests for endorsements to a few people, and Rob. So Rob's name will be in my book. So,
oh,
yes,
great.
I do know Rob.
Great. All right. Well, brother, I'm going to turn you loose now. If you need me, feel free to call me, okay?
Will do, Butch.
God bless, my brother. Tell your family we'll maybe talk to y'all next year.
Very good.
Okay, God bless, my friend. Folks, I want to say to add to that, nothing can add to it. This was an atrocity that the legal system and the pharmaceutical system got by with. It shouldn't happen, but it happened. Now, tomorrow night's broadcast with Dr. Charles Hoffe. Do not miss tomorrow night's broadcast. Now, Wednesday night will be a replay. But don't miss tomorrow night's broadcast with Dr. Charles Hoffe. Very important information to share with you. And I hope you'll join us because, folks, we got to get the word out as fast as we can in all areas of life. But this nation is quickly going down the tube. Forget about the Constitution Bill of Rights as far as them being any good to you now because they're not. Unless those are written in people's hearts through the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to back them, they're dead, dead, dead. That's all they are. So stand for the truth. Repent if you messed up like I have many times. Stand for the truth and ask Christ give you strength to stand because it's going to cost more than ever has in the very near future. It's going to cost more than I can even begin to tell you. If we live long enough to see what's coming in the future, our faith is going to increasingly cost us. But because we've been lukewarm and indifferent for so long, we're not seeing much change in the world, except it's going further and further into hell. We do love you, and I mean that. But tomorrow night, don't miss the program because it's going to be a very, very important update on some issues that you're going to want to hear and share with your family and friends. We live in a time of great deception, a time of great fear, apathy, ignorance, all that combined. Didn't have to be this way. But it is. It's always been here throughout all generations. It's increased dramatically over our generation. Ever since we decided we have to take God out of the public threshold, we no longer teach our children about what's right and wrong according to God's laws. We've taken ourselves down a road to hell. Incrementally, yes. And somewhat slowly, yes. But we're there now. The grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.